Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Maynard Ferguson in Los Angeles 1954 is up first. His trumpet and his small band for Emercy Records. His primary arranger at the time was Willie Maiden, who did some time also with Barnett's band and Stan Kenton. But here with Ferguson, Willy Nilly and Hymn to Her. Maynard Ferguson and his small band in Los Angeles, 1954, for Amorsey. Willie Nilly and Him, H-Y-M-N, to her. Compositions and arrangement by Willie Maiden. Ferguson on trumpet, Herbie Harper trombone, Bud Shank flute and alto, Bob Cooper tenor, Bob Gordon on baritone saxophone, Russ Freeman at the piano, Curtis Counts bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, as I mentioned last week, Karen Shivers is having her CD party at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Pioneer Square this afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30, and I certainly wish you'd put your coat on and dust off everything and get down there, because you'll hear some wonderful music between 3:30 and 6:30 at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Seattle. Here's Karen on that CD, Pony Boy Records CD, from 2005.
I find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Then I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see this never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head. Thank you.
Karen Shivers, singing there from her new CD on Pony Boy Records. And as I said, as I speak, she's about ready to go on stage as part of the CD party for her and you at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, 114 First Avenue South, Pioneer Square. You'll hear Karen and that band, plus special guest Floyd Standifer. Well worth the trip. That was You Go to My Head, written in 1938 by J. Fred Coots, and lyric by Haven Gillespie. Errol Garner now, 1944. Thank you. That's a dear old tape of mine. That's Errol Garner on the job. Somewhere, that was passed on to me years ago. It was done around 1944, and there are two that we heard. He pulled a fast one, and I didn't think to get the basis of that. It may have been I got rhythm. And then Meatless Payday. On the first one, Garner on piano, Leroy Slam Stewart on the bass, and Cliff Lehman drums. On the second, they are joined by Lem Davis on alto saxophone and Victor Dickinson on the trombone. Errol Garner, Somewhere, 1944. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, let's see. Let's go to Lou Waters, his cornet, his band for Down Home Records, 1950.
a daring sailor boy. His ship got wrecked a while on the Fiji Isle. He led a savage life and hunted with a knife. He says he'll tell you about it, but please don't tell my wife. Say, I've got a bimbo down on a bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me beneath that bamboo tree. Believe me, she's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances gaily, daily. She'd make a hit with Barnum and Bailey. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I go again, I'll stay a while. I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks, out on the deep blue sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like the wreck she made of me. 'Cause all she wore was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle. And when I go again, I'll stay a while. I've seen dancers, plenty of dancers, wear a string of beads. Give that gal a good jazz band, say, boy, that's all she needs. 'Cause all she wanted was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle.
Lou Waters Band, the 1950 version, and for Down Home Records, Alcoholic Blues, the traditional tune, and My Little Bimbo, written by Walter Donaldson and lyric by Grant Clark, vocal and banjo throughout by Clancy Hayes, Lou Waters on his cornet, plus others. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and one of the great schools in this music of piano playing was the Harlem stride style, which I guess technically was ragtime later on and swinging, basically. And of course, the great exponents of that, Fats Waller and James P. Johnson, and this man, Cliff Jackson. Thank you. That is Harlem Stride pianist Cliff Jackson, 1944 for Black and White Records. Royal Garden Blues by Spencer Williams and Limehouse Blues, written in 1922 by Philip Brahm.
Not much to look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got a man crazy for me, he's funny that way.
Coleman Hawkins, his tenor saxophone, his band in 1939 for Bluebird. He's Funny That Way, or She's Funny That Way. Written by Neil Moray, whose real name was Charlie Daniels. Words by Richard Whiting, they did that in 1928. And the vocalist with Hawk in 39 was Thelma Carpenter, one of the great singers. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University, and here is Bing Crosby.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, Your heart will break like mine. You'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you. And lots of times I wonder, dear, if you're blue too.
A set of four for you, starting with Bing Crosby and Eddie Condon, 1946 for Decca Records, After You've Gone and Blue and Broken Hearted. Then Vic Dickinson, His Trombone, His Band for Storyville Records, 1976, and his wonderful version of Blue and Broken Hearted, and Isle of Golden Dreams.
Your water till your well runs dry. You never miss your water till your well runs dry. You never miss Joe Turner until he said his last goodbye. They say Michigan water tastes just like cherry wine. They say Michigan water tastes just like cherry wine. And the reason I love you, baby, 'cause you so smelling fine. To you, have you ever heard the song I'm singing to you? I'm a hip cat, baby, and we call it the Joe Turner Blues. So take it easy. Joe Turner's knocking on your door. Take it easy. Joe Turner's knocking on your door. You can tell the way he knocks that he's been here before. Joe Turner's knocking on your door.
Joe Turner, right there, is magnificent as always for OK Records 1940 and Joe Turner Blues. Bill Coleman playing trumpet, Benny Morton trombone, Benny Carter alto and clarinet, Sonny White on the piano, Ulysses Livingston guitar, Wilson Myers on bass, and Yank Porter playing the drums. Joe Turner, 1940, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and I'd like to chase a tune. That means different people doing it, different groups. And it's Daydream, written by Billy Strayhorn. And the original was a small band led by Johnny Hodges, recorded in Chicago 1940 for Bluebird. We'll hear that. And then the version of a new arrangement that Billy Strayhorn did in 1957, of Daydream with vocalist Marjorie Barnes with the Dutch Jazz Orchestra in 1999. Daydream, Johnny Hodges, and the Dutch Jazz Orchestra.
Bring back my love.
The set started with Johnny Hodges and the original recording of Billy Strayhorn's Daydream, done for Bluebird Records in Chicago in 1940. Then the Dutch Jazz Orchestra and one of their four CDs devoted to Strayhorn's music, recorded in 1999. They dug out an arrangement of Daydream that Billy Strayhorn had done in 1957, featuring the vocal of Marjorie Barnes. And then Two by Strayhorn, done in 1941 and recorded by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. Hip, featuring Mike Booth on trumpet and Rob Van Bavel on piano. And Blue House, with Martin Sohier on trombone and Toon Roos on tenor saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and we have a birthday today. This is the birthday of June Christie, born this day 1925. And here she is in 1960 with arrangements by Pete Rugolo for Capitol Records.
Remind me not to find you so attractive. Remind me that the world is full of men. But all my efforts to forget you remind me I'm in love again. I get my heart well in hand, and I'm certain that I can take you or leave you alone. Then you begin that begin again, and boom, I give in again. I have a will made of steel, my to you're one thing. love is wrong. It sings a hopeless song. It longs for bitter disappointment and tears. And tears. It calls to all that used to be. But untrue, love is blind, it's helplessly inclined to bind itself to discontentment and fears, and fears. It whirls on nights that might. Love needs nothing more to do. My darling, so I hold each little token we knew. We knew. Endlessly
June Christie, her birthday today, born this day 1925 and there in 1960. For Capitol Records, Pete Rugolo, arrangement, very sensitive ones. Remind Me, written by Jerome Kern, lyric by Dorothy Fields. The Bad and the Beautiful, music by David Raxon, and lyric by Dory Langdon. For Capitol Records in 1960, and happy birthday, June Christie. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... I was looking through the request list, which is 250 or so, and picked out about 18 different folks, different people, that wanted to hear Bunny Berrigan, the great trumpet player. So here he is. First, 1938, a couple of them. Chicken and Waffles, written by him, and Richard Rodgers, You Took Advantage of Me. requests from some of you from way back. I checked my list, and there it was, of Bunny Berrigan. We heard him there in 1935, his wonderful trumpet. In Chicken and Waffles, and You Took Advantage of Me. Edgar Sampson on clarinet and alto saxophone. Eddie Miller, tenor saxophone. Cliff Jackson at the piano. Gretchen Moncour on bass, and the great Ray Baduc playing drums. Now, 1939, Bunny Berrigan, Peg of My Heart, written by Fred Fisher, and Night Song by Juan Tiesel and Jimmy Mundy.
Thank you.
Bunny Berrigan at his finest, and his trumpet. 1939 for Victor, Peg of My Heart, and Night Song. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. I'm Ken Wiley. This is The Art of Jazz. My pleasure to be with you from 3 to 6 on Sundays. And here, from 1947, is Illinois Jacquette. Illinois Jacquette and his tenor. That style, by the way, of his led into all kinds of rhythm and blues and early rock and roll. Tenor saxophonist. Big J. McNeely sounded like that, except he was doing it from a horizontal position on... Oh, boy. Illinois Jacquette, 1947, is tenor for Apollo Records. Robin's Nest, written by Sir Charles Thompson, who was playing the piano there. And Jacquette Mood, written by Illinois Jacquette. Thompson, as I said, on piano, Shadow Wilson on drums, and Al Lucas on bass with Jacquette on tenor. Okay. Let's do Ella Fitzgerald now with Chick Webb, 1937, doing Edgar Sampson's If Dreams Come True, and then jump to Ella singing in 1959, 22 years later, with an orchestra and arrangements by Frank Duvall.
Stars that fell like rain out of the blue.
is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I shall tell them I remember you. I remember to a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue.
I was just thinking about keeping track of all the beautiful things that human beings do. And Ella Fitzgerald certainly gave a lot to us. First, 1937, she was with Chick Webb's band, Webb, the great drummer. And they did Edgar Sampson's If Dreams Come True. Then a jump to 1959, arrangements by Frank Duvall, his orchestra, Victor Schertzinger, and Johnny Mercer. I Remember You. And Glenn Miller and Mitchell Parrish, Moonlight Serenade. Ella in two different times, 1937 and 1959. Mitchell Parrish, who wrote the lyric to Moonlight Serenade, I'm going to stay with him. His collaboration mostly, at least for big big hits was with Hoagie Carmichael. So here's Nat Cole in 1956 to give you one, and Mel Torme in 1957 to give you another.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
One morning in May, to remember, though love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May. You'll never know how I pray, life has been dreary and gray, dear, since you left in
chance to give you some of the words of Mitchell Parrish and the music of Hoagy Carmichael. Nat Cole, 1956, an arrangement by Gordon Jenkins of Stardust. And Mel Torme, 1957, with Marty Page's Dectet behind him, doing 1934 composition of Carmichael and Parrish called One Morning in May. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours every day. Let's go to on-the-job broadcast of Duke Ellington in 1965.
We have an entirely different point of view. We approach it from the perspective of the more primitive, and we'd like to do one of these tunes now, which will prove the point by imagining this is a pixelated barefooted dance, Sam Woodyard with his gloves removed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another tune from the same album, our conception of Mary Poppins' score, gives Paul Gonsalves the responsibility of pronouncing the word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. For Paul Gonsalves. And now, Cootie Williams and a new Tootie for Cootie based on the old Tootie for Cootie.
Thank you.
On the Job with Duke Ellington, 1965. And we heard Pixelated Barefoot Dance, also known as Dance in Time. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And Tootie for Cootie. Cootie Williams, of course, on his trumpet. I remember watching him do that several times, coming down out of the trumpet section. Cootie didn't play a lot of notes, but what he played was just astounding. He'd point his trumpet at his shoes and let us know about it. Duke Ellington, 1965. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, now what I want to do is a bunch of guy singers, if that's all right with you. We'll start with Perry Bradford, 1925. Louis Armstrong's playing cornet here. James P. Johnson, Fats Waller's teacher's on piano. Bradford's going to sing one of his compositions, I Ain't Gonna Play Second Fiddle. Bradford, 1925, singing his own I Ain't Gonna Play No Second Fiddle. Jelly Roll Morton now, his Red Hot Peppers and his piano and his singing, doing Joe Oliver and Walter Melrose's Dr. Jazz Stomp. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, 1926, Morton singing and playing the piano. That band wasn't a band you could go hear in Chicago. It was a recording band. Victor decided to give Morton a contract so that he'd go up against Louis, who was making everybody listen, Louis Armstrong. Jelly Roll Morton doing Joe Oliver's Dr. Jazz Stomp for Victor Records. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
With that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing. Lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he says he swam to China and he sells you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man. Have you ever met funny reefer man? Have you ever met funny reefer man? If he says he walks the ocean and any time he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Thank you.
won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra and his singing, 1932 for Banner Records. Reefer Man, written by J. Russell Robinson with lyric by Andy Reserve. Reefer Man, I thought this was a family show. Here's Jimmy Lunsford, 1939 for vocalion. Tommy Young, who plays trombone in the band, will sing. And then Dan Grissom, who plays clarinet and alto, will sing for you. All of it. Jimmy Lunsford. Thank you.
And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear three words that make you mine.
Jimmy Lunsford's band, 1939 for Vocalion Records. Ain't She Sweet, written by Jack Yellen and Milt Eger. Trummy Young singing that for you. And some beautiful work in there by guitarist Al Norris and alto saxophonist Willie Smith. Then, I Love You, written in 1923 by Harry Archer and Harlan Thompson. And Dan Grissom, who played clarinet and alto in the band, sang it for you. Eddie Tompkins' trumpet and fine baritone sax work by Earl Carruthers. Jimmy Lunsford, 1939. Here's Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, 1939, also for Vocalion, with Joe Turner singing for you. The alto saxophone of Buster Smith, a great influence on Charles Parker. Trumpet, Hot Lips Page, and piano of Pete Johnson.
You got thousand days. Ah, baby, just wanna swing and sway. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, look at you. After I love you, baby, that's the way you do. Summertime, look at you. Wintertime, look at you. After I love you, baby, that's the way you do. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, baby, look at you. Yeah. Thank you.
man in distress, a heart in search of happiness. You showed me the way. My skies were so gray, I never knew I'd feel a thrill. I never dreamed a dream until you showed me the way. The moment you found me, the shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. You showed me the way. And if I found that life could be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way. Around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. Yes, you showed me the way. And if I found that love could be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way.
Oh, boy.
Someone you met made you forget, you know you can count on me. I wish you success, loads of happiness, but I must confess I will be lonely. If you ever need a friend, I'm yours until the end. You know you can depend on me. Oh, so strange.
The set started with Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, 1939, Baby Look at Me, Look at You, excuse me. Joe Turner, vocal, as I said. And then to the Vine Street Grill, Bar and Grill, in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, 1987. And Joe Williams. That's available on Jazz Heritage, by the way. Joe Williams singing for you, You Showed Me the Way, written by Ella Fitzgerald and Ted McRae and Chick Webb, and You Can Depend on Me, written by pianist bandleader Earl Hines. With Williams, Norman Simmons playing the piano, Henry Johnson guitar, Bob Bagley on bass, and Gary King playing drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.